Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:55 Irish Summertime. Today is June 28th. Well, I came back from holiday 2 nights ago and haven't had much sleep because my daughter has been waking up at 5:30 in the morning because she's still on China time. But I can tell you that it's been enormously interesting looking at the markets, having been away for nearly 3 weeks. I'm not sorry to have been away from the markets in that time because it looks like it's been very difficult to make money. Looking at the equity markets right now, it does look like they're in some sort of ranging consolidation, and that's there's no change in that prognosis over the last couple of days. The downward dynamic that we saw yesterday in some of the Asian markets, for example, Australia, was not quite offset today, but it was up 1.32%, up 81 points. So a bit firmer in here, but it would need to, I think, do a bit more to restore some confidence to the market. Europe is looking a little bit better. The DAX is probably the best of them. It has been the leader in this move, and it was up 120 points today. That's 1.54%. And when you look at that chart, it's got a progression of higher lows. And while I think it may have been tempting to short it maybe last week, it probably wouldn't have been the best decision to make. Looking at some of those other indices, particularly the ones that are heavy in banks, they are definitely the weakest, and the bank sector is certainly getting sold in here. And we can say that that's true pretty much across the board in most countries. Looking at the US, the Dow is currently up 10, nearly 11 points, the S&P is up almost 1 point, and the Nasdaq is up 5. The Nasdaq's well off its high, but that was an upside key reversal yesterday and marginal follow through today. So that is a signal that there's somebody buying this thing out there. But it really does need to hold above yesterday's lows to let us maintain any kind of bullish outlook. The fact of the matter is that a number of these indices are well overextended above their 200-day moving averages, and the risks are the risks remain that we could see a retracement back to that long-term moving average. But of course, this could take a while, and it does look like that these things are in ranging consolidation, so they may just go sideways and wait for that moving average to catch up with them. There hasn't been anything, I don't think, any evidence yet to panic about. Now, looking at some of the other asset classes, treasuries have been pretty steady in here. You had the Fed come out with all the states steady on rates, leaving them at 5.25%, and saying that that inflation was their predominant worry, or predominant concern, I think would probably be the term they used. But so the dollar has been a little bit steadier here today, but it certainly it doesn't look like it's going to rally significantly in here. You look at the pound, it's at over $2 in here, $2.17 ticks up 23 on the day. The euro is a little bit softer here, it's at 134.37, that's down 16 ticks. I think the really big mover on the currency front today has been the Canadian dollar. That's at 105.94, that's down, well, that's stronger by 111 ticks. And that was looking like a bit of a dead cat bounce over the last couple of weeks, and today's action really takes the wind out of any dollar rally, US dollar rally on that pair. And even though you have the central bank in Canada complaining that the Canadian dollar is completely overextended, they didn't succeed today in bringing that down. And it really would need a countermanding upper dynamic to offset scope for further strength there on the Canadian dollar. Looking at the treasuries are a little bit weaker in here. They're down 6 on the 30-year and down 7 on the 10-year. That's at 106.30 and 105.08. And gilts are pretty much unchanged of the day at 104, and bunds are down 21 ticks, 110.81. The biggest mover, I posted that one in the interesting chart section, JGBs. That was really quite a large move. And that's the first of the government bonds to show selling pressure following the bit of a rally we've seen over the last couple of weeks. It remains to be seen whether that's going to be maintained, but that is definitely a key reversal on the JGBs, and we could be looking at a reassertion of the downtrend from the end of April. Now, looking at the commodities sector, that was really quite a terrifying drop that we saw in silver a couple of days ago, but it was up 26 points today. It's at 1259, and it would need to sustain a move below the low of a couple of days ago to reassert that downward pressure. Gold was up 615 or 710 on the futures contract. It's at 651.90 on the futures. And palladium pretty much unchanged in the day, and platinum up just 50 cents at 1276. So you have had this big sell-off, and I think that there is a certain temptation to buy it back in here, but the prudent investor would wait for the breakout above the highs. That would be the real confirmation that the longer term uptrend has been reasserted. I think that personally, I'm not going to participate here because I think it's just too risky. Looking at some of the industrial metals, copper had a good day today. It was up 7.25, 3.42. It's at 3.42.95 today, and lead off the highs. The high was at 2,700. It closed at 2,650. That was up 55 points on the day. Lead has certainly taken over leadership on in the industrial metals sector, and it remains consistent. So we can certainly give it the benefit of the doubt. It's only had one day on the downside, and that's almost been completely countermanded now. Nickel is down 850 points today. It's at 36,750, so well off the highs that it was at prior to my going on holiday. And tin, interestingly enough, if you look at that, it's going almost just sideways day after day, very, very thin trading. So it does look like it's going to be lead is the leader in the industrial metal sector at the moment. Now, looking at some of the soft commodities, cocoa broke above that 2000 level, and it's having a little bit of difficulty maintaining it, but because it was, I think, it was down 20 points today on the front month, it's at 2002. But that's an important breakout, and if it can maintain it or consolidate around this 2000 level and then push ahead, I think that there's a very good chance that this is going to go back up towards the highs that we saw earlier. I think it was last year or the year before. So cocoa was certainly looking better. And cotton has been a bit of cotton is very, very volatile, and it does have a tendency to fall slower than it rises, and it has risen very quickly over the last couple of weeks, and it's right back up towards the top of the range now. And investors will be asking the big question as to will it or won't it break out. And I think that's impossible to answer because it's been up here on a number of occasions in the past. But given the fact that so many of the other commodities have broken out, and we look at commonality a lot, I think that we can probably give it the benefit of the doubt. But over the next couple of weeks, that will certainly play itself out. And cocoa and cotton, I think, are the best looking of the soft commodities. I was a bit chagrined to come back and look at my corn position because it was rolled forward. I forgot to put that in comment of the day today, but I'll put it in tomorrow. It was rolled forward in the middle of the month, and I got stopped out. I was looking at my position just before I started recording the audio. I was stopped out today on it. So that's a bit of a surprise, I think, really. I wasn't expecting it to come back quite so sharply, but I guess they got the good weather. But that's pretty much it for me. I hope you enjoy some of the photos I posted on Comments of the Day, and thank you very much for your time.